Ponder the enigmatic sight of an almost complete World War II bomber lying at rest in the middle of the Libyan desert. An enigma it might have been, but it was not enough to sustain the interest of the five men who had discovered it beyond casual conversation enjoyed over drinks and cigarettes that evening. Old Allied and Axis aircraft were commonly found in the desert, and the detritus of land battles were even more common. It is true that the Liberator was found deeper in the desert than any of them could have thought. But that did not seem to make it altogether unique. At the end of their contract, they all went their separate ways, and while the experience was remembered, it never made its way into any official report. On May 20, 1958, an unknown Silver City Airways employee who happened to hear the story took the trouble to visit the U.S. Air Force's Wheelis Air Base, located just outside Tripoli. He reported the sighting and its location, but the Air Force was disinterested. No record existed of an aircraft lost in the vicinity of the coordinates given. The B-24 had not been in operation since 1947, and sightings of aircraft wrecks were not uncommon. Although the fact this had been positively identified as a B-24 Liberator should have generated some interest, it did not. So a report was filed and forgotten in due course. A few months later, in June 1958, Helliwell was again contracted to the Darcy Exploration Company. Upon landing at the Oasis settlement of Kufra, he ran into an old friend with whom he had shared numerous survey flights, but one whom he had not seen for some time, Yorkshireman Don Sheridan. Sheridan was a 29-year-old geologist with years of solid experience in Libya, a reputation for furious energy, and an appetite for adventure. As the two men and other assembled crew and hangers-on gathered that evening for drinks, the subject of the B-24 in the desert came.